home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have been taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're going to be at Fadley's on Friday, hence me wearing the Fadley shirt. It was established in 1887, but moved and relocated in 2024 for your convenience and modern pleasure into the new Lexington Market. Luke and I will be there live. You are live. It'll be like Brent Musburger live, like the eclipse was live the other day. We will be eclipsing all expectations. It's going to be holiday, celebrate. So we're going to be there for Jackson Holiday's debut or debut. And Luke will be there from 2 until 3, and then from 3 until 5, we will continue with Baltimore Positive. John Martin is my guest in this segment. He did not get to give $1.3 billion away. Some cat in New Jersey did that. John, I want to let you know, I gave these away. These are the 10 times the cash. I had a handful of these left. I didn't think I even had this one. I have two left. But I gave them away at Costas, and someone won $2. And it was lunchtime before the Oriole game came on Tuesday, and one of the gals that worked there says, I love the Pac-Man game. She just said, offered this. And the guy that won the $2 said, you know what? I'm going to go get you a Pac-Man ticket. And he took the winning ticket that he had and put the two, and he gave her the Pac-Man ticket. Now, people win, people lose. It's the lottery. You know, this is executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. She gave me the losing ticket so that I would at least have one. I'm picking these up on Friday so I can show them off that there are Pac-Man tickets and that I will have these to give away, not previously scratch ones, which schmutz is the word, right? Whatever the silver stuff is, that they'll still be on there, and I'll give these away on Friday. So I like the Pac-Man tickets. They're colorful.
They are very colorful, and I've been doing our listeners a disservice if I did not do some quick fact checking. Number one, that is not a losing ticket in your hand. That is a non-winning.
It's a non-winning
ticket.
You know what she did? And this is the God's honest truth. She scanned it. This is on her second chance app, because we had that conversation. I'm glad you brought this up so I could bring this up, because she had her phone out. Why do you think the whole thing, see, she got the little scan thing.
Yep.
It's all done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Matter of fact, that is a new and improved app just downloaded here in the month of April. So if you're not familiar with mdlottery.com as a website, please get familiar with the MD Lottery app, available now wherever apps are available. And the second fact check, it was not New Jersey. It was the Great Northwest. It was $1.326 billion in the state of, and I always mispronounce it. Do you say Oregon or Oregon?
You know what?
How do you say it?
I'm glad you asked me this. I dated a girl. I met her at the bowl and at the skating rink when I was a kid. I was like 13 years old.
Boy, you're taking the long way home on this one, aren't you? Go ahead.
No. She was, you know, her parents were divorced. Her father lived in, I would say, Oregon. And she's like, don't call it Oregon, it's Oregon. So I learned this 40 years ago because I got sassed from a girl I was trying to hold hands with and skate backwards with, and, you know, slowly and carefully, all skate slowly and carefully. So I learned early on by saying Oregon that Oregon is not what people in Oregon call it.
You know what? That must be an East versus West thing, because I've always said Oregon.
Oregon.
So now I stand corrected. Oregon. You kind of swallow it. Oregon.
Oregon. Well,
All right.
I've been to Portland, Oregon, and I've been to Portland, Maine. And so, yeah, I was Oregon.
Is there a difference?
Right.
Are they the Twin Cities?
They're a little different. Yeah. One has lobster and the other one, I don't know, has the Trailblazers, I guess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Hey, you know,
wrong state. I, you know, I should know better.
That's all right. There's only one way to say New Jersey. So we you know, just spend 5 minutes on educating our listeners, which is part of what I feel we ought to be doing more of. Education is big.
I've learned a lot this week. I've learned about solar eclipses more than I want to know.
Man.
I almost went to Cleveland this week for everybody I know went to Ohio for the eclipse. Did
of course.
Everybody you know in your world, in that part of the world, did they have a magical experience? Because my wife went up to, this is why I didn't know who won the thing jersey, because she wasn't yelling at me when it happened the other day. And I did read it. Everybody reads about this stuff. But she went up to the Canadian border.
Yeah.
And she got the glasses with her dad and her sister. And they were in the middle of, they were so screwed up that they didn't have internet. That's how close to the Canadian border that I had to call her on the phone and tell her how to get to her hotel. So they got there and she had like the teary-eyed, mystical, crazy experience that you want to have. How did your family do in Ohio?
No, absolutely. Very much the same. And you know what? No disrespect to the Marylanders who thought they saw an experience. This was nothing. This was partly cloudy, you know? To have that totality, if you're around in 2044, wherever it happens to be, and you have the ability to do that, you really need to be in that 100% totality band, wherever it may be, because that's an experience. That is something.
Blinded by the light. It's like a Springsteen song, kind of like that. John Martin is executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Where do you want to start? I mean, do you want to start with?
Oh, man.
Did we have like a guy that had two winning tickets last week?
Yeah, last time.
That made us sort of like say, all right, I got to investigate this further. So I'm going to have
the story was better.
The
story, as I knew it would be, was better than I even thought. To catch people up, when we last left our heroes, we talked about there were two tickets sold at a 7-Eleven that were both $1 million Powerball wins. And you said, how could that happen? And I said, well, one person may have bet the base Powerball numbers and picked a certain number for one Powerball and done it again and then a second number for Powerball.
Because they have the numbers they play that are
their numbers,
their favorite numbers. Okay.
No, it wasn't at all. Here's a guy who only plays $1 billion jackpots. So right off the bat, he's got a plan.
So only when it goes to $1 billion does he play it. So 800
that's right.
million, that's
Not
worse
good.
Than my wife. My wife
Not good.
Won't play until it's like 250 or 300 million
yep.
now.
Yep. So you may want to explain to Jen this new strategy. So you go in only at $1 billion, and he takes his previous tickets, and we have a function called replay, which means you can take your previous ticket, and the barcodes mean something, and you can scan them at the retailer, and it will generate that ticket with those same numbers for the next
draw.
So you
don't have to remember your favorite numbers. You just have – okay, I understand. Okay.
All right. It is a player convenience, and players love the concept. So this guy takes his stack of non-winning tickets and goes through and replays them and, comes home with his tickets, doesn't look at him because he knows he's got them, and they find out that their favorite haunt, the 7-Eleven, sold not one but two. And the guy looks at the number and says, hey – that's my winning ticket. And he and his wife celebrate. And then he says, you know what? I'm going to look at the other tickets here, see what else we got. Maybe...
that's funny. I mean,
maybe I've got the second one.
Like if I had, I got three lottery tickets here. If the first one was worth $1 million, I don't know how long it would take me to check the second and third one.
Right. He's literally playing with house money. You can get the full details at mblottery.com.
That's hilarious.
So he scans. He looks at the other tickets and realized that inadvertently,
maybe he won $10 on another one.
Inadvertently, he scanned a duplicate of that ticket, and bam, bada boom, bada bing, not one, but $2 million prizes.
It didn't say. Does it say? It says C Maryland Lottery, doesn't it? Or does it? No. Does
well,
it
he again, a guy who plays only $1 billion tickets has a pretty good idea what's going on. So he looked at the numbers. He knew he had them. He knew it was $1 million
winner. Now he's holding two tickets and saying they're both $1 million tickets.
Yep.
That's
one for you, honey. One for me. That's nice. So
in all the years you're doing this, you've never seen it. That's a pretty crazy story, John.
I'm trying to get it to marinate that the guy bought two winning tickets. Unknowingly. I mean, people, when they buy multiple tickets, pretty much know that. And again, you can go to mdlottery.com and pick a story up from a pick five winner who knowingly won $100,000 because they played their pick five numbers twice. They knew it going in. This guy didn't know it after the fact, but bam, it counts the same. You know, that money will count just the same, Nestor.
Well, I hope he buys a Slurpee or something, enjoys himself with all that. And,
yeah.
I know we got other things happening. So I'm giving the Pac-Mans out this week. You're always doing different things, Scratch, but tell me about the Pac-Man because I did literally, she only bought one ticket. It was a non-winning ticket. I said to her, scan it. And will you scan it now and give it to me so I can hold it up on the air? Cause I was doing these segments before Friday. And she said, sure. But I said, there's Progressive on this.
No, there is a second chance contest.
Second chance. Okay. So I get confused. So tell me about Pac-Man. What do I need to tell people on Friday?
Yeah, no, Pac-Man is for a $2 ticket. It has a fun, creative look to it. It looks a lot like the game. People will hopefully know and recall favorably. And if it is a non-winning ticket, you can enter it into MD or your My Lottery Rewards account. And in I want to say it's the end of May, we will select cash prize winners. But also, more importantly, someone could win a very own home arcade Pac-Man game to shock and amaze your friends for the rest of the summer and beyond.
Can I come over and play with it? Maybe that's next year we'll do that. Add Nestor gets to come over and entertain you to play with it to get the joystick working. You got to get the joy because if the joystick sticks, the little guys are going to eat you. I mean, the little ghosts, they're going to.
Wow. You know, that's a metaphor for life, isn't it?
That's a good point. John Martin is here, executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I want to move to the gaming side and maybe even the sports side of baseball. I mean, you put a whammy on Shane Bieber last
week.
Boy,
didn't I though?
Don't mention. Jeez. Don't say Kyle Bradish out loud here.
Kyle Bradish? Was that the name I heard? Kyle Bradish?
Listen, they're calling Jackson Holiday up, and I'm having delicious crab cakes on Friday, and there's nothing that some Guardians fan is going to do to rain on the parade of my baseball team finally being really good, really good, and something I can believe in, even calling up the number one star in the entire sport. We don't have enough pitching.
Go ahead. It's the universe. Go ahead. Open it up.
I just think, listen. And all due respect to you and everyone that came before you and your seat at the Maryland Lottery, you've had home run riches years. You've had games. We've never had an Oriole thing like what we have going on, or like a real going concern where, like, we really can win the World Series this year. I really know it. I believe it. The people, everybody believes it. Just like Captain Lou used to say, I know it. You know it. The people know it. So,
that's where it's come to now, right? Hey, you know what? Since you mentioned home run riches, let me just spend a minute about that because I got a story here that you're going to just be shocked and amazed. We have at this point, as we speak, 9 Orioles home runs, 0 grand slams. And remember, this year, for every Orioles grand slam, they win $5,000, the contestant of the game, lucky enough to do that. And we also have this little progressive jackpot ticket called Home Run Riches Bases Loaded. Jackpot, as we speak, up over $75,000. So that's not too shabby. And people can go to mdlottery.com and see the litany of people who are the contestants of the game. Matter of fact, tonight, but coming up soon, wink, a Dundalk native, Wendell Powell, will be our contestant of the game. So Wendell is hoping for big things in terms of wins. Malik Wilson will be our contestant of the game coming up this week. And then we have, for the opening of the Milwaukee Brewers series, Diane Rubenstein.
Is she related?
I'm sorry. Did I just say Diane Rubenstein?
Boy, is she related? Is she eligible? I'm just checking. I don't know. I mean, you know. She is, maybe she puts the fix in for a grand slam on Friday night in beating the Milwaukee Brewers is what I would say.
There's something going on there.
Look, you're a really legitimate old school baseball fan, and you know good from bad. I mean, Cleveland, you've seen a lot of bad, but you've seen some good too. Listen, Mike Hargrove made the documentary. Grover and I were cool. I mean,
nice.
Albert Bell, not so much. His jersey made it, but he didn't make it. This is as good as it gets from a fan anticipation standpoint. I mean, I've been doing this 32 years, John. I've never experienced anything like this last month or two for where the level of expectation would be, as well as the level of play. I mean, this is the real thing. And I would think every single night, there are going to be a lot of bases loaded situations for this team, even though the bats were a little chilly over the weekend. But they're going to load the bases a lot. You have a lot of fun with this promotion this year, I think.
You know, there is that sense of enthusiasm when you're right, it all just aligns. I mean, back in the glory days of Cleveland lore, back in the mid-90s, when they had a lineup that was so stacked that Manny Ramirez was batting eighth, it was, you just knew. You knew somehow they were just going to win these games. And the come from behind victories and everything else, and of course, made the World Series in 95, unfortunately did not do well in a series with the Braves, but it was a great series, and they lost. So expectations were high in 96. It didn't work out. So 97 was kind of a swing back up. And yeah, when you know going in on opening day that you're going to be in contention at the end of the year, it does add a whole nother wrinkle to it all year long, doesn't it? I mean, you just feel different every day.
Oh, and it's a different kind of soap opera than the ones where you lose 100 games a year or when you just don't have a chance, or you're even in years where you're thinking like we might. And those years, look, I would love to have those 500 years. We didn't have a whole lot of that where it's like, well, maybe we can be a wild card and win a game or whatever like that. But last year set the bar. But I think this Jackson Holiday, I mean, I woke up today talking about it with Luke, and it'll be the talk of the town until he gets here on Friday. And we'll be down at Fadley's giving away non-previously scratched off potential winning tickets, potential double winning tickets.
I like what
jackpot,
you're doing there.
With Pac. Yes. That's why I picked this one up yesterday off the bar at Costas. But you know, the baseball part of this brings wagering. And this is where I want you to talk a little bit about this, because I mistakenly probably said no one would ever bet on baseball, that it was a football thing, because I've been doing this for 30 years and I didn't hear a lot of people on the street ever talking about betting baseball. I think the baseball proposition parts of this, and I think you're seeing this with tallies every month, that this is a place for the dollar bingo sort of gambler to give me a dollar on Mountcastle hitting a home run. If you want to have a little fun with Jackson Holiday on Friday night, $5 that he can hit a home run in his first game or whatever the odds are, you can really have fun with it. That's sort of the spirit of the baseball part of this. But I think numbers are coming back now for you, March Madness, all of that. We're contributing to the state's greater good in these ways too. So I do want to point that out, although please do it responsibly.
It is every bit the challenge that we thought it would be when you're talking about things like sports wagering. There is the appeal, the allure, the fun, the entertainment of it. But then you also have that other side of it where people do, unfortunately, maybe get in over their heads, a little too enthusiastic about it, don't have a plan, chase some losses. And those things can be very, very difficult to deal with. And we need to reconcile that. And we are releasing our March numbers for sports wagering. They'll be strong again. We'll have over $4.8 million of contributions to the state, which brings our fiscal year total from July 1st through the end of March to over $41 million, nearly $42 million, which is ahead of what we projected. So that's a good story to tell, because that money goes to the blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund, helps education, and we want people to enjoy the game. The other side of that coin is, again, we advocate, have a plan, stick to it, make sure that you understand the odds of what you're wagering on, whether it's the money line, it's point spread, it's proposition bets. You know, all those things have meaning, and you should understand what it is and get some advice and have some fun, enjoy it, but then make sure that you're able to keep it in this proper context. Baseball traditionally is not a big spending game on the calendar, much less so than NFL, college football.
It wasn't like in Vegas traditionally, no. But it also wasn't readily available. And when I think of baseball gambling, I think of my friends in my neighborhood would go to a lot of games, and when they would go with their beer buddies, they would do the dollar in. And if the guy hits, you know, $9 or whatever it would be, they put the dollar in. If their guy hits a home run, they get the pot and they buy beer with it or whatever. Right. Like, that was sort of the extent of me hearing about baseball gambling my whole life, because I didn't even understand the odds of it. But I think the propositions are a little more unique in your favorite player, your team that night, a couple of bucks. I see that there's some appeal to that for the folks that used to do it as a little bit more like $2 track bettors. You know what I mean? Having a little bit of fun with it.
Well, certainly the mobile platform really takes that into a stratosphere we hadn't comprehended, quite frankly. Percentage wise, 97% of the handle, the money's wagered last month in the month of March, were on mobile platforms. 3% were in-person, retail, brick and mortar type businesses. That is amazingly way off from when we started with mobile betting. We thought it may be an 80-20 split. It went to the mid-90s and hasn't wavered. So clearly the immediacy, the proximity, the accessibility, are all things that you can't treat lightly. You have to respect, you have to understand, you have to use the limits that the sports books allow you to do. to control the spend and enjoy the games as much as you can. But that comes with a lot of responsibility, and we advocate for it. The leagues advocate for it. Everybody who understands behavioral science advocates for it. So there's some truth in that, and we hope people do take advantage of the protections in place while they're enjoying the sports wagering product.
John Martin is here. We're going to be giving away some Pac-Man scratch-offs on Friday at Fadley's. We're also going to be back at Fadley's on the 26th. We have moved Coco's for a number of different reasons into June. That's to do with graduations in Morgan State and crowded bars. Coco's is popular, so we're going to get back there in June. We're going to have some other Crab Creek Tour dates for you in April and May, also brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube and Liberty Pure Solutions. Have I left anything out of the lottery pack? You guys are out doing stuff and doing events and doing different things, including with the Orioles at various points. But am I leaving anything out here, John?
People can go to mdlottery.com and see where we're going to be coming up in April. Things like the Red Shoe Shuffle, which is a fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House in Baltimore. We'll be in Bowie for the Spring Food, Wine, and Music Festival. So if you like any of those, two out of the three. If you like even two out of the three of those.
Oh, Spring Music, Wine, and Food?
Food, Wine, and Music. So and I think you
I like
score high
too.
On all those. And Spring,
I'm
sure.
Four for four. Yeah.
And then that same weekend, we'll be in Westminster for the wine stroll. It starts as a wine stroll. Where it goes after that, I don't have any
idea.
All
these winos in the spring all come out and they want to drink wine. So it's good. Well, I love wine. I'm down. Give me a Malbec. Yeah. I'm in.
So, the spring and there'll be many more things as the month of May will come upon us. We'll be out even more so in the community. But look for us there. Spin the prize wheel. Have your picture taken with me or some other celebrities from the Maryland Lottery and enjoy everything. But please pay responsibly.
I've told everyone Luke Jones, free autographs on Friday. If you want to come meet Luke, Luke will be there from 2 until 3. Luke is the elusive one out of the both of us. Like the time Luke came to Coco's, he was like, people were there to say hello because Luke doesn't come out other than press boxes and Shrewsbury, but we're getting him out live 2 to 3 every Friday during the baseball season. I'll have Pac-Man to give away. Are you going to tell me what the next round of scratch offs are coming, or am I going to have to learn about this on the street like I usually do, John?
Yeah, I think maybe next time we chat, we'll have some announcements.
I knew about the Grand Slam thing before you told me. Somebody else told me. I got it leaked to me about the Grand Slams and the 5 grand and all that. That was fun.
Yeah. We'll look for it. Actually, I will not be here next week. We'll have somebody who much better than I am to manage the conversation with you, and they may be able to tease what the next wave will be. Why don't we do that?
The last time you weren't here, we had the Ravens tickets for 20 years of promotion on, That guy was the greatest dude ever, JT. Like TJ. He's going to come on and do like all of his work with us in January. We do a couple Super Bowls. So I don't encourage you to not join the show, but you always send high quality replacement value. You send Jackson Holiday to come pinch hit for you is what you do. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. He did not put the whammy on any Cleveland Guardians pitchers here this week. We're going to cut him out of this, get the Brewers in town here, have some crab cakes, and come back next week and maybe give away a couple $5,000 Grand Slam winners. So make sure you're following that at Home Run Riches. You can pick up Home Run Riches as well over at Costas. I saw him in the machines at the Pac-Man over there. People are having a good time. They're playing Keno, too, at the bar over at Costas. So lots of games. Please enjoy all of them responsibly, we beg of you. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. I should do my Pac-Man thing on my Baltimore positive. There you go.